Sunday, May 9th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands, for our offenses given. But now at God's right hand he stands, and brings us life from heaven. Therefore let us joyful be, and praise the Father thankfully, with songs of Alleluia, Alleluia. How long and bitter was the strife, when life and death contended. The victory remained with life, the reign of death was ended. Stripped of power, no more it reigns, an empty form alone remains. Death's sting is lost forever. Alleluia. So let us keep this festival to which our Lord invites us, the Savior who is joy of all, the sun that warms and lights us. By his grace he shall impart eternal sunshine to the heart. The night of sin has ended. Alleluia. Now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. God raised up Christ from the dead and gave him a place at his right hand in heaven. Alleluia. Psalm 110, verses 1 through 5 and 7. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Almighty God, bring the kingdom of Christ, your anointed one, to its fullness. May the perfect offering of your Son, eternal priest of the New Jerusalem, be offered in every place to your name, and make all nations a holy people for you. Repeating the first antiphon, God raised up Christ from the dead and gave him a place at his right hand in heaven. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, you have been turned from faith in idols to the living God. Alleluia. Psalm 115. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory, for the sake of your love and your truth, lest the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have ears, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel, with their feet they cannot walk, no sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all those who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. He remembers us, and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those who go down into the silence. But we who live bless the Lord now and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Father, creator and ruler of heaven and earth, you made man in your likeness to subdue the earth and master it, and to recognize the work of your hands. In created beauty, grant that your children, thus surrounded on all sides, by signs of your presence, may live continually in Christ, praising you through him and with him. And repeating the second antiphon, you have been turned from faith in idols to the living God. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, Alleluia, salvation, glory, and power to our God. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. Alleluia, salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. Alleluia, sing praise to our God, all you his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia, the Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia, the wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Alleluia, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And repeating the third antiphon, Alleluia, salvation, glory, and power to our God. Alleluia. And our reading for this Sunday evening is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are placed beneath his feet. By one offering he has forever perfected those who are being sanctified. And a responsory, the Lord is risen, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen, alleluia, alleluia. He has appeared to Simon, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen, alleluia, alleluia. And a canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. He will come to him and make our home with him. Alleluia. Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. He will come to him and we will come to him and make our home with him. Alleluia. In intercessions, God the Father raised Christ from the dead and exalted him at his right hand. Let us pray to the Father, saying, through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. Righteous Father, you lifted Jesus above the earth through the triumph of the cross. May all things be lifted up in him. Let us pray. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. Through your Son in glory, send the Holy Spirit upon the church, that it may be the sacrament of unity for the whole human race. Let us pray. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. You have brought a new family into being through water and the Holy Spirit. Keep them faithful to their baptism and bring them to everlasting life. Let us pray. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. Through your exalted Son, help those in distress, free those in captivity, heal the sick, and by your blessings, give joy to the world. Let us pray. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. You nourished our deceased brothers and sisters with the body and blood of the risen Christ. Raise them up at the last day. Let us pray. Through Christ in glory, watch over your people, Lord. Now, gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. Ever-living God, help us to celebrate our joy in the resurrection of the Lord and to express in our lives the love we celebrate. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.